And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 13th of July, 2015. It's the birthday of the poet John Clare, born in Northamptonshire, England, 1793. He was the son of rural peasants, and his first book of poems was a big success when he was 27. He published it so he could save his parents from eviction, but he never felt comfortable in literary circles in London, and once he became known as a writer, he never felt welcome among the laborers in Northamptonshire either. He wrote, "They hardly dare talk in my company for fear I should mention them in my writings. And I find more pleasure in wandering the fields than in musing among my neighbors." He wound up in a mental institution, wrote some of his best poetry there, and though in person he was obviously insane, there was no trace of it in his poetry. He lived to the ripe old age of 71. It was on this day that William Wordsworth, out for a walk with his sister Dorothy, saw the ruins of Tintern Abbey, which inspired his poem about it. He wrote 1,200 lines. He said he began writing when he left the Abbey, finished that very evening. It's the anniversary of the New York City blackout, 1977, when lightning hit three substations, shut down the power grid about 9:30 in the evening. The airport shut down, tunnels were closed, the subway stopped, the passengers had to be evacuated. There was a serial killer out who called himself Son of Sam. City was nervous about that. It was in the grip of a brutal heat wave. And in the 25 hours before power was restored, more than 1,600 stores were looted. More than 1,000 fires were set. Nearly 3,800 looters were arrested. It was an ugly day in New York City. Here are some lines from William Wordsworth, not from Tintern Abbey, but from his poem, Ode, Intimations of Immortality. There was a time when meadow, grove, and stream, the earth and every common sight, to me did seem apparelled in celestial light, the glory and the freshness of a dream. It is not now, as it hath been of yore, turn wheresoe'er I may, by night or day, the things which I have seen, I now can see no more. The rainbow comes and goes, and lovely is the rose. The moon doth with delight look round her when the heavens are bare. Waters on a starry night are beautiful and fair. The sunshine is a glorious birth. But yet I know, where'er I go, that there hath passed away a glory from the earth. O joy that in our embers is something that doth live, that nature yet remembers what was so fugitive. The thought of our past years in me doth breed perpetual benediction, not indeed for that which is most worthy to be blessed, delight and liberty, the simple creed of childhood, whether busy or at rest, with new-fledged hope still fluttering in his breast. Not for these I raise the song of thanks and praise, but for those obstinate questionings of sense and outward things, fallings from us, vanishings, blank misgivings of a creature moving about in worlds not realized, high instincts before which our mortal nature did tremble like a guilty thing surprised. Lines from William Wordsworth's Ode, Intimations of Immortality. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem-solving through online games, Lumosity.com, and by Progressive Insurance with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.